This evening we gather on the last weekend of the season of Advent, and we're in the longest possible season we can have, so Christmas won't come till the following weekend. And yet as we come together this evening, we begin to turn our thoughts towards what it is that God has done in the Incarnation. A couple thoughts that come with that. In 1870, Pope Pius IX declared St. Joseph the patron of the Church Universal. And it strikes me as funny that it went that long that Joseph was finally declared as one who was the patron of the Universal Church. Shortly after that, not shortly, a while after that, John the 23rd in 1962, before the Second Vatican Council, put Joseph's name in the canon of the Eucharistic prayer, which was a radical thing. That Eucharistic prayer had not been changed since the Council of Trent 500 years earlier. And yet he put Joseph's name there. And Pope Benedict followed that up just a few years ago by saying that his name needed to be included in the canon in all the Eucharistic prayers we celebrate. And so we hear Joseph's name mentioned every time we come together to celebrate our Sunday Eucharist. I can tell you that in my own time as a priest, Joseph, who I have to say, when I first entered into my formation and in the earlier years of my life, was not somebody that was particularly important. Nevertheless, over time, has become more and more important to me as one who stands for the church and cares for the church. We hear the story of St. Joseph in our gospel reading this weekend. We hear the story of St. Joseph here at the beginning of Christ's entrance into the world. And after this moment, after the Nativity, we won't hear about him again. Our church's tradition is one that he passed away early in our Lord's life. And yet here we have this pivotal moment in which Joseph hears the call of God and acts. In St. Matthew's Gospel, three times we hear that Joseph encounters a dream. And three times that dream leads him to act. And unlike St. Luke's Gospel, which we will hear the other 2 years in the Nativity of Jesus, it's only this year that we focus on St. Matthew. But unlike what we hear in the Lucan narrative, in which we hear the songs that come out of those that respond, the Magnificat, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, Joseph says nothing, nothing. He's silent, but he gets up and he does what it is that God calls him to do. And I think as we stand before our experience of Christmas now, a week away from us, that our challenge and the call that we have is one of simply being faithful. Joseph is faithful. He hears the word of God and he does it. He just does it. He has nothing to say that is poetic. There's nothing there that stands out to us in a way that's heroic beyond just what is there in the scripture itself. But Joseph hears the word of the Lord, he stands up and he does it. And I guess, my brothers and sisters, as we walk into Christmas, as we prepare ourselves for that moment of the incarnation in which we celebrate the coming of God in the world, the question that Joseph puts in front of us is simply one of fidelity. Can we be faithful to what God calls us to this day and every day? Not something that's dramatic, not something that has a voice to it or a beautiful hymn, but the simple fidelity of saying yes to God always and everywhere. Can we hear God's call in our day-to-day life and just say, okay, I will do that? Faithfulness sits at the heart of the Christian life. And everything else that we do and everything else comes after, I think, has to be rooted in that experience of fidelity. That if we are going to be a people that speaks joyfully, faithfully, in a matter of hope, in a matter of challenge, in a manner that calls people to something else, then that simply begins with fidelity. Am I faithful? Am I just simply faithful? And I'd like to invite us this weekend, as we enter into the Christmas season, to just sit with that. Can I be faithful to what it is that God has called me to do in this moment, at this time, in this place? Can I be faithful in the ways that I'm simply called to love and to be generous and to do what I know in my heart God is calling me to be? Can I be faithful to the ways in which God invites me to be an instrument of His goodness, of life, and an instrument of His goodness in others? That's the beginning. That I have to be a person that is just simply faithful. And that's what I admire. And I think we're all called to recognize in the gift of St. Joseph, who never has a word spoken in our gospel, who never sings a great hymn, who just simply wakes up and says, yes, I'll do it. And he does it faithfully, generously, and in that fidelity, creates a space that God can come into the world. Amen.